Thank you. Sticking together. Amen. I like that. Don't you love the prophet's sense of humor? Amen. Ain't nobody got a sense of humor like that prophet does. Amen. Even when he says, oh, go read yourself. Oh, my. That's God. Amen. That's God still speaking to his people. He said his characteristic is what attracts our attention. And he puts it in that anointing that he does for us to know it's man speaking through God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we've learned a few lessons in the last 3 or 4 services here. We've learned that we are in the greatest battle that was ever fought. Amen. And it's going on right now. He says it's in Ray right now. He says it's between doubt and faith. Amen. He says in that doubt that it is, it's like, well, I think I could get better. I hope I get better. I want to get better. I think it's going to rain. But faith says, it will rain. Amen. It will rain. Amen. You don't look no better. You still look sick. It That's the difference between a tape church and not a tape church. When I wrote that out, I said, they're going to be happy when they hear that one. I know they're going to be happy when they hear that one. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he taught us that we should keep our sword drawn. Amen. All the time. Amen. Whack him away all the time. He says, Amen. Never put it back in its sheath. He says, always got to keep it out because the enemy's prowling around everywhere. So he learned and taught us how to do it. Faith in that word. That's what he taught us. It's what was going on. And then we learned that he is identified by his own characteristics. He had a characteristic. He had a characteristic when he appeared to Abraham. Who was it? Melchizedek. He said, who was Melchizedek? Elohim. He said, which was? The self-existing one. He said, God came again in flesh. Walked right up to Abraham. He says, he ate the calf and he had corn cakes and he sat down and the prophet told us what the whole day looked like. Sitting underneath the tree, what it was, how happy that he was. And here the promise, he said, here's the word, came to the Father. You're on cue. Amen. Then Jesus came. And Jesus was identified by his characteristics. He come in and he provided the side of the Messiah too. That was going on, that same Elohim. He came again, he said, it was God in flesh. Amen. And he told the people, he says, if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. Because the works are Elohim's characteristics. Amen. And they identify who I am. Amen. Now the predestinated seed, they knew who he was. Amen. He said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. They knew who he was. Amen. By his characteristics. Amen. And he says that that voice come out was made flesh for us in the end times. That was Christ. Amen. He says that who that was. Hallelujah. But in our day, the scripture says that it's supposed to come again. Amen. It said in Malachi 4 that he would send in this last time Elijah the prophet. That's what the Bible says. It says the Bible says in the days of the voice. He said he was going to send Elijah and he was going to have a voice in this end time. And he says he must be identified by God's characteristics. And he had to be identified by that. So that's the only way we're going to recognize who this Elijah the prophet is. Because he has to have that exact characteristics as Elohim did. As Jesus did. That's the way we identify. And he said here, he said, in those last days, just at the coming of the Son of Man, when he is being revealed, this setting will take place again, like it was in Sodom. Elohim amongst his people. He said, that was nothing but Elohim amongst his people, the Almighty God. That's what the scripture says, Elohim amongst his people. And then he went on and said, but when the Son of Man is being revealed, Elohim will return back to who? The royal seed of Abraham. He said, that's the only ones that will recognize that sign. Amen. It has to be the royal seed of Abraham. He didn't come to nobody else. They couldn't see it. But he said that royal seed will know it is and know who that it is. That it was Elohim again, living in flesh. Amen. He said the only difference was the body. Amen. That's what it is. And that spirit is what has to dwell in it within us. Then we learn that we are living tabernacle. Amen. He says that is a living tabernacle that has to possess his very nature. Amen. That very one that was identified in Elohim. And then it came down, it was in Abraham, and it was down through all those prophets. And then in our day, it was identified in William Marion Branham, that characteristic. Amen. But he said that characteristic must abide in us.
Amen.
That's the same thing. That's the next step. You recognize who's being sent, but then you got to recognize it's you. And so he was here to identify his characteristics in us. We had to become perfect statues of a perfect man. He said because he was doing what? Building a temple that was not made by man. He said it was made by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. He said that temple back there, he said it fell. Through Solomon it fell. He said, but this one won't fail. Because he said it was perfect. He said it was full of the nature of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity, love for one another. He said that capstone was perfectly honed when it came down. He said it fit perfectly. And he says that's the characteristics that we must have. If we're going to become that statue of a perfect man, that life has to be in us. That is God, that characteristics. When you pray, he says, virtue left him. When we pray for somebody, he says, you enter into their compassion. And when Brother Branham says we do, we believe, we get filled up when Brother Branham says, everybody's got heart trouble, stand up. You got heart trouble, stand up. You won't be healed. He says, you make that contact. He talked about Oral Roberts. He said he made that contact. He says, but sons and daughters of God, you don't have to touch nothing. You don't have to anoint me with oil. You don't have to do nothing. I believe. I believe. Whatever you say, it will happen. And that's what that royal seed does. That's what he was teaching us. There's nothing wrong with being anointed with oil, he said. There's nothing wrong. Praise the Lord in doing it in your faith if that's what you need. But it's anchored, that faith, that real faith that lies inside of it. Speak the word. And that's what the world has to see in you. They have to believe is, if you'll pay for me, I'll be healed. I know you talk to God. You believe that? Let it be so. That's who you are. Tonight, we're going to learn that God sent us a guide. He sent us a guide because we don't know how to. He had to show us exactly how to do it. He said that show us how to become a statue of a perfect man. What characteristics and how to get those characteristics. He says we didn't know. He's the one that's going to lead us to glory. This is what he said here. He says, I'm not here this morning to build an organization. Christ never sent me to build an organization. This is rich. This is rich. I'm glad you're ready. Christ sent me to build individuals to the statue of Jesus Christ that they might be a powerhouse and a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit by His Word. That's who you are. Out when I read that one too. It's like powerhouse and a dwelling place, the statue of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. We've not been this way before, he said. We don't know how to do it. We need somebody to guide us. We need somebody. We need somebody to take us along the way because we've never been here before. But now we have an opportunity that no one ever had before. Never had before. They never had the opportunities, Brother Branham says, that we've got. They had to depend on somebody else. They had to depend to hear it with somebody else. But we get to hear it straight from the five-star general ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, you're going to be able to hear that director. You're going to hear him say it. And you know what's so wonderful? It needs no interpretation.
Amen.
And you don't got to have me up here, nobody else up here to tell you what he said. Because you get to hear it for yourself, exactly what he said and how he said it. I can read that quote and it blesses you. But if you press play and listen to that quote, you'll be even more blessed.
Amen.
You will.
Amen.
Isn't that how wonderful, though, is when you hear somebody, you hear a quote, you go back and you pray, but you hear him say it. You hear the voice of God say it, and it takes on a whole different meaning. It just takes you just a little bit higher. That's how come he has the voice for today for us. It wasn't to put in on a tape and put it away and for him to come and tell me or me to come and tell you. Oh, I'll tell you what he said. You got to hear it yourself, man. I want to hear it for myself. I don't like over-chewed food. I just don't. I don't have to because he stored it up for me. He stored it up for you so that you can use the one. Tonight we're going to hear the honk of our leader.
Amen.
Honk. Honk. Praise the Lord. And he says, every dirk in this church, when he starts honking, every church, everybody that's out there listening in, you're all going to come right to your leader.
Amen.
We're all going to rally right to that one leader. You know how come? Because we listen to the tapes. We know his voice.
Amen.
If you got to listen to the tapes, know the voice of that honk. Because if he honks, you don't know who is that. We know.
Yeah.
We know. We know that honk. We stay tuned to that honk.
Amen.
So that certain honk is what brings us here tonight. And that's my job, is to point you to him. That's all I'm supposed to do, is just point you to him. It's a directing traffic, as I tell a lot of times. It's like, you don't have to look this way and that way. Just keep going right here. There's nothing else you need right here. Everything that you got, all the spiritual vitamins you need, everything you need to make it on the other side is right here. It's right here. It's the only thing that can bring the bride of Christ together. Nothing else can bring the bride of Jesus Christ together. We all have our differences. We all have our ups and downs and disagreements and saying that. But if this message is your absolute, that's why it is our absolute.
Amen.
And we can stick to it. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. This is the word.
Yeah.
So it is today we get to hear the literal voice of God.
It is
the literal voice of God.
Amen.
The scripture does say, he comes back and he says, if you will listen to my voice, he says that it was, if you hear my voice, my sheep.
Amen.
Hear what? My what?
Voice.
My what?
Voice.
This day.
Amen.
That scripture
Amen.
Is fulfilled. Jesus say those words. And he said he closed the Bible and that was it. But in our day, you're standing and getting to do it. It's more of a reality now than when he spoke it.
Amen.
Because back then, how many people got to hear the voice of Jesus? Very few. Very few. But we all, the bride of Jesus Christ, gets to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
We all do. Believe it's the voice of God.
Amen.
If you got the revelation it's the voice of God,
Amen.
Then you get to hear it. Then that's what he said. My sheep hear my voice. Certainly the Holy Spirit that he does, and he speaks and he works. He works through you. He works through individuals. He chose man. That's why you're becoming the statue of a perfect man. Because that you are. He said every lick of fire is in here. That Holy Spirit is in each one of you. You are that perfect temple for him to come and live in. He said it could have been anything,
Amen.
But he chose you. He predestinated you to be that person. And that's what we do. We're still getting better and better and better. Lord, not us. We recognize who we are. He said that faith. You got to have faith to believe it. Satan keeps you looking at yourself. Don't look at yourself.
Amen.
You look to him. Is he perfect?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is he perfect?
Amen.
Are you in him?
Amen.
Therefore, you're perfect.
Amen.
Because you're in him. He says he can't see you. He only sees him.
Amen.
So when you ask something, we believe it.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. We believe it. It's just that simple. It will rain. Not a cloud in the sky. That don't bother us none. But it doesn't bother us none at all. It's still going to rain.
Amen.
God's coming for a bride. You've been saying that for thousands of years. He's coming.
Amen.
He's coming. And we're going.
Amen.
We're going. What a time that we're living in. What a day. Oh, what a God we serve. Almighty God. You knew that we'd have to have that spiritual food stored up so that we could hear it, so we could feast upon it tonight. Precious it is. So let's all just bow our heads as we go to prayer. We just want to welcome Him and thank Him for coming. We know that He's here, but in our hearts we want to tell You, thank You, Lord. We want to just welcome You and tell You how great Thou art, Lord, for coming, and that You'd come down and be with us, Lord. It's nothing that we did, but You did it all for us. All You said is, we have to believe. And we are Your sons and daughters, and we believe. We are that royal priesthood. We are that predestinated seed. And this message is bringing the bride together, uniting us together. As we go through this life, though, we have tests and trials and ups and downs and failures and everything else. But a real son of God, when he falls, what's he do? He stands right back up.
Amen.
Especially you got your sword in your hand.
Amen.
And you're whacking with the word. You know who you are.
Amen.
Don't never let Satan bluff you out of that one. You know who you are.
Amen.
You're human to make mistakes, but you know. I am a royal seed of Abraham. You tell Satan that is. Satan, you ain't got no right on me. You ain't got no right on these prayer requests that are sitting before me.
Amen.
You ain't got right. None. Not with the little lambs. No. No, no, no. We're protected by that blood.
Amen.
Sometimes He has to break our little legs. I don't want Him to break my leg, but I want Him to hold me.
Amen.
When you see footprints in the sands of time, there's only one. Because, Lord, I want You to hold me, carry me the whole way, Lord Jesus. Pull me to Your bosom. El Shaddai, He said, the breasted one. Praise Your name, Lord Jesus. We have an unspoken request for brother that's in the hospital. He just needs a touch from the Lord. Tonight he's going to get that touch from the Lord. We have another, the sister that's rode in, has a brain tumor. I think it's Nudley is her name. I mispronounced it. The Lord knows who it is. We have a Mrs. Sharon and Mr. Art, a request. And there's been many of the around in the local area has been sick. There's some kind of a flu bug going around. I know our brother Jeremy's been sick and throwing up. There's been many more that's sick with that going around. That old devil. He's getting ready to get the boot right now.
Amen.
He's getting ready to get out.
Amen.
We don't want him. You don't belong with us.
Amen.
We want to continue to remember our brother Gordon. Satan's trying to just beat him up over there. He's got his sword in his hand. We got our sword in our hand. We need him. That's a lamb we're going after him. We have. We've done prayed the prayer of faith. And it's like, Lord, we're still standing here. Oh, it don't look good. We shall not be moved. We hold on to that rock. And You are that rock, Lord. And so, Lord, we want You, these requests, as we bring them before You, and then invite my brother Samuel, if you'll come up, take these requests before the Lord. Instead, we want to say, Lord, we believe. Can you say that? We believe, Lord, with all of our heart, that You're here and going to answer these requests. As always, our number one, to be more like You, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We'll get sick again, we'll fall, but we want to be more like You.
Amen.
Give us a special blessing tonight, Lord. Open up our hearts to hear Your word. Fill us.
Amen.
Let us be more understanding to that honk, that we know it's Your voice, Elohim, speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. And we're just going to sing our little song. We're going to reach out and touch Him, because we know that He's here, passing by.
Amen.
And we know that He's not too busy to hear our heart's cry. You believe that?
Amen.
Then when He comes by, grab Him. Hold on to it. Don't let go. Just hold on to Him. You've been trained. You know. And you know what it is. Drive that stake down. Drive that stake down. And Lord, You know these requests. You know the needs. Meet them. Be with the person next to me. Be with everybody, Lord. Open up all of our hearts. so that we can receive what we ask for.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Shed his blood, and through him we may have pardon, Lord, and salvation and healing. And Lord, through that blood you've given us the power to overcome. Lord, and we can come before your throne, Lord, boldly, Lord, to ask these petitions. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. And no matter what Satan would say and all the accusations, Lord, Lord, we're perfect in you. Lord, you're not even looking at us. You're looking at that blood, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for that blood. Lord, your promise to Abraham's seed was is that they would possess every gate of the enemy. There's no defeat in the bride of the Lord, Jesus Christ. It's total victory. It's total deliverance, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord, tonight. We thank you for your presence. And Lord, by faith, Lord, we go out with our little slingshot as your prophet has declared to us. And Lord, we're not apprehensive in using it because, Lord, we know that your word can't fail. You said when we'd go before you in prayer, we would receive that which we'd ask for that we have on our heart, Lord. That's your word. Your will is your word. It's your will that they be healed. It's your will they be delivered. It's your will they be saved. It's your will to fill them with the Holy Ghost. Everything in the book is ours, Lord. Lord, your prophet declared to us, Lord, that we've got all the power there is to go create a world and live on it. But Lord, it's controlled by a law, and he said it was faith. Lord, drop your faith down into our heart, Lord, to receive this very night, Lord, our petitions that we ask. We believe it. We accept it, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. We commit this service to your hands, Lord, as we get ready now to hear that voice, Lord. Lord, just give us ears to hear it. Sink it way deep in our heart, Lord, that nothing will deter us from that voice. It's the absolute, it's the lifeline. We're believing every word that prophet said, Lord. Lord, we just love you and thank you for this stored up food. Bless and be with us now in the further part of the service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Living by faith. Amen. And in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. Amen. It's number 24 in your hymnal.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruling for everything, and all of my worry is vain. Oh,
lightning flashing, and I've heard the thunder roll. I feel sin's breakers dashing. They were trying to conquer my soul, but I heard the voice of my Savior bidding me, child, fight on. Jesus promised He never would leave me, never would He leave me alone.
Are blowing, temptation is sharp and keen, but I have such peace in knowing my Savior stands between. Shield me from danger when all of life's friends are gone. Jesus promised He never would leave me, never would He leave me alone. So I sing,
Affliction Valley, and I'm treading the road of care. My Savior is helping me to carry the cross that's too heavy to bear. My feet entangled with briar, Lord, they're ready to cast me down. And then I hear His whisper promise, shall never will I leave thee.
And for me they pierced His side. For me He opened a fountain that cleansing flowing tide. For me He's swaying in glory, He is seated upon His throne, yet He promised He never would leave me, and never has He left me alone. Never would leave me, never would leave.
Thank you.
what a privilege it is for me tonight to welcome back to this very platform God's messenger and prophet, and we get to hear the honk of our duck. Make his sound that we know and recognize.
Amen.
Elohim speaking through
Amen.
His prophet and messenger. Amen?
Amen?
Are you ready to hear the word?
Amen.
Amen. What a privilege that we are. Here's our prophet, God's messenger, and the pastor of this church,
Amen.
Brother Branham.
Amen.